What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Ass Podcast. Oh yeah, we're here with your host, Special Peace Jr. and the infamous, not Chub Didge, but G-Roll, a.k.a. G-Weezy, a.k.a. G-Ice, a.k.a. DJ Diamond Nuts.
A.k.a. the Sunbather.
A.k.a. the Sunbather. A.k.a. Stir Crazy.
I think Megan's gonna be just kind of, he's a special guest now. He's no longer.
Yeah, he's the new player too.
Yep, he just comes in when he can, just when, when it's convenient to him now.
Yeah.
Shit, there was something I was gonna bring up, but I forget now. You just saw Into the Spider-Verse. I haven't yet.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see it this weekend, but then we ended up doing some other shit, and then next weekend we're doing Paintball, so I'm not going to go see it next weekend. Mm-hmm. But after that, I'm definitely going to see it.
Definitely going to see it. Okay.
Yep, definitely. But it's good, but...
It's good, but the ending, the cliffhanger was so fucking brutal that for like the next like 24 hours after watching it, yeah, I felt like it was a bad movie. I was like, no, this is stupid. This is a stupid movie, and I can't believe you ended it like that. But like, if you, but now that I've like sat and thought about it, like the movie's good overall.
You weren't happy with the way it ended.
Yeah, it was I think it was a poor choice in like where they put it. They probably could have ended it like 15 minutes earlier.
Okay.
And I think it would have made more sense, but like instead it kind of felt like mid climax they ended it, which was weird.
So it was a failed orgasm. It was a ruined orgasm.
Right, right, exactly. like they had like a big there was like a big twist at the end, and they're like, and we're gonna go save the world, and then they end it, and it's like, come on, yeah, yeah. How are you gonna end it?
Because they've already confirmed that they're making it a trilogy.
A trilogy or just a two-parter?
Or yeah, it's a two-parter, but I mean all three movies, I mean right, Spider-Verse right. Movies are going to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a two, because it was Into the Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse, and Beyond the Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. I think is the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie kind of served as basically set up as to how like a villain like The Spot is just like the big bad.
Yeah, okay.
And they make him menacing at the end.
Oh, nice. Because like in the trailer, he's just goofy.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, goofy in the beginning. And that's like, that's kind of like the whole thing. He's like, because they call him a villain of the week or whatever. And then he gets like offended. And then he makes it his like whole thing to be his nemesis.
That's so awesome. That's funny. I like that. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Like, the trailers look amazing. I just, like, again, like, I wanted to go see it. Yeah, I was going to go see it Friday, I think. And I had to deal with some work. Like, I ended up pulling, like, a 14-hour shift at work. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, we ended up going out. And then today, there's shit. And then, like, you know, it's like just life
getting in my way.
God damn it. Shit. Yeah. I want to see movies. But I did get to watch... So, you know the show American Gladiators, right? Do you remember that show?
Like the game show one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
so ESPN released a 30 for 30.
Okay.
About the making of American Gladiators.
I think I saw a clip of this or something.
And I watched about... I guess it's two parts, and I watched half of the first part so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fucking good. Like, I used to love that show. To the point where they had a junior version of it, mm-hmm. and I went to try out for it. And,
oh, you did?
Yeah. I didn't end up getting on just because I forget, like something to do with the parental thing,
mm-hmm.
I think we didn't fill out my form right, the parental consent. We didn't fill it. I think like there was a part like where it's like you don't give consent, and like it, they thought it was checked. They were like, "Oh, you can't fucking be on the show."
Yeah. you checked. I do not consent.
Yeah, it's like, why'd you go through all this shit? Yeah.
Why would you give us an option of that? Just don't sign it.
Yeah, right. It was something weird. I don't remember. Like this was, I was in junior high. Mm-hmm. I was in eighth grade, and so I don't remember what it was exactly. Why I didn't make it on, because I remember I passed the physical part. And I passed the interview, and it was just like, okay, these are the, like, so once they pass, like, once you pass the interview part, it's like, okay, we're going to narrow it down by the, like, based on the people we want.
Right.
And they were like, hey, you didn't fill this part out right, and so we picked this other guy.
Yeah, so you're cut from the team.
Yeah, I was like, you son of a bitch. But yeah, the show was great. And then, like, so the documentary, they get into, like, how the idea came about. And, like, the guy that created it, I guess he actually stole the idea from a friend of his. And, like so they ask him, like, oh, how did the name American Gladiators come out? And he was like, I don't want to talk about that. And then they're like, okay, well,
simple.
Yeah.
We're in America.
Right?
And
they're gladiators. They're modern gladiators. Yeah.
But we're fighting in an arena, which gladiators did.
Yeah, right? But, see, the way they did this documentary, there's, like, so they're doing the documentary, like, you know, a standard, like, okay, we're going to sit with the guy, we're going to interview you, and you're going to answer the questions. But they also, they turn the camera on, and then, like, they're just kind of bullshitting. Mm-hmm. Then they ask the questions, and they left that part in. So, like, at one point, the main guy that created the show, he's like, oh, well, I don't want to talk about this, or this. And they're like, okay, no problem. And then, like, so they keep going on, and, like, you know, but, like, he's already talking, like, he's, like, basically he said the shit he didn't want to talk about. Like, you know what I mean? Right. And then, like, at one point he's like, I want to make sure you're going to tell my story. You know, I want to make sure your vision is my vision. And I don't want you guys trying to make me look bad. And, like, basically he makes himself look bad throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, like, little things like that. There's one guy, the set director, the guy that made all the props and all the obstacles and stuff. He was talking about, you know, like, how they try to make everything 3D and vertical and all this. He goes, I don't want to say this on camera, but those were my heavy drinking days. I was like, fuck. There's so much of that. Like, yeah. It's like, just this, like, don't put this
off the record.
Yeah, but it's clearly on the record. And then, like, they only have, out of, like, the 12 gladiators, there's only, like, 4 of them. Because all of them hate that guy that created the fucking show. And so they're, like, basically just refusing to...
Yeah, I think I saw a clip of, like, the guy, the main gladiator, he got, like, hurt or something.
Malibu, yeah, when he gets a concussion.
Yeah. I think I saw a clip of that.
I didn't realize that's the guy that plays, fuck, why am I going blank on his name? In Mortal Kombat 2, he's the horse guy with the horns. In the live-action movie?
Oh, the horse guy with horns? I don't know.
It's gonna bug me to remember. I want to say his name is Minotauro. But I can't.
It's funny.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
We used to have a guy playing Destiny back in when it first came out, the first raid.
Uh huh.
We played with he was like a French guy or Italian guy.
Uh huh.
And he didn't speak any English. And there's enemy, you know, Minotaurs in the game? The Vex enemies.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever there was a Minotaur, he'd be going, Minotauro. And then his friend would have felt the need to go, there's a Minotaur, guys. It's like, oh, no way, there's a Minotaur?
Motaro, that's the name of the game. Mm. And let me see what he looks like, if I could show a full body of him.
Oh, I vaguely remember that guy.
Yeah, so that's he's Malibu from American Gladiators.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until, like... Oh, that's the other thing. It's kind of depressing to see because so it's like the opening scene for Malibu is like... He's like... He, like, welcomes him into the house and he's like, hey, we kind of got to be quiet because my roommate's still kind of asleep. Mm-hmm. Right? So then they go back to this room and there's, like, bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, another set of bunk beds with a blanket. Like, so the guy's covering himself and he's like... This is all my stuff from when I filmed Mortal Kombat. And he's like whispering and showing, like, you know, it's pinned to his wall. And it's like, he's just in this little room with four, like, two bunk beds. And it's like, oh, man, that's fucked. Like,
so he's living like that now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
But see, I was thinking about it. It was like, because, okay, that show started in the late 80s, right? Early 90s. Mm-hmm. And it ran to about mid 90s.
Didn't it go early 2000s?
Early 2000s. But he wasn't part of it for that long. He was only right. Up until like the mid 90s. And then then he did Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And that's you know, he goes into his background and everything, but it's like, you know, after that, at that point, like, you know, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, there's not much you can do. But I mean, overall, so far, I like it. It's just, I'm just getting to the part where they're like, yeah, we were all banging each other. Like, it was crazy. Because I guess they went on this tour.
And I was saying, like, all the female gladiators in the...
Yeah, they were all just hooking up and banging. And,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of hot people fucking.
Yeah, basically. Just all these bodybuilders just bagging. we were talking about trailers earlier. Have you seen the Barbie trailer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested in it.
Right? As well. It looks good. Because there was a teaser where it was just showing them in like Barbie World. And now it's the actual trailer shows them in the real world, but still like acting like Ken and Barbie.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty funny. I definitely want to check it out.
Gran Turismo looked pretty good.
Gran Turismo looks pretty good.
It looks corny, but it looks fun.
Yeah, it's very. I feel like not Mighty Ducks, but very kind of in that vein of like, you're not supposed to be here. You're just a loser.
Yeah.
You're never gonna win in the sport. And then this guy's gonna come back. I don't know. It's based on a true story.
Yeah, I don't know to what degree though.
Or is it inspired by true events? Because that's the thing. Because based on a true story and inspired by true events are two different things. Because based on a true story means it's a true story. We might have changed some things up here. For storytelling.
Inspired by true events. This is all bullshit. But it kind of happened.
this kid did play the game. And he did race a car once.
Was he good? No. He was dog shit. He died in a car fire. he flipped the car instantly.
Exactly. Oh my god. Yeah, that's basically it. Inspired by true events is it. It could be like us walking down the stairs right now, but like inspired by true events was we walked down the stairs, but we could add in explosions and zombies and fucking hey, all that shit.
This is an alternate universe version of that, of what happened, right?
Exactly. Hey, it happened, but you know, maybe we added some dramatic flair.
Yeah.
There was another trailer.
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Black April O'Neil.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, she's black.
That's funny. I was cracking up at Splinter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He has like he has accountant glasses on. He's like, guys, don't do that.
did we talk about the whole black actor stealing Ginger's jobs?
Yeah. No, we didn't talk about it. I sent the clip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet another ginger's role stolen from a black person.
Oh my god! Stolen by a black person. No, it looks good though. I mean, the animation looks cool.
Didn't I say that?
No, you said about Splinter.
No. Didn't I say by a black person?
No, you said from a black person. You were saying Ginger was stealing it from a black. It's reversed. What's that Willy Wonka thing? He goes, wait, no, strike that, reverse it. the animation looks great. The fucking, the voice acting sounds good. The only thing is this is going to sound weird because I know they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But in this movie, it seems like they're really young teenagers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 13.
Yeah, in the movies and in the 90s cartoon, they're probably
16 to 18.
16 to 18, yeah. Mm. But in this one, they're 13, maybe 14.
Yeah.
They seem super young. I don't know if that's just to make it
Yeah, but I think this is the very beginning of the Turtles.
That's what it seems
So it seems like it's. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. This is, to me, this is weird.
Like, you can't start Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at them 18.
Yeah, true.
Because then they're only Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for 1 year.
Yeah, then they're...
Or 2 years. Yeah.
Then they're grown-ass adult... Then they're... they're grown-ass adult Ninja Turtles.
And they're just weird-ass crackhead Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shit. There was something I was going to say. Oh, speaking of teenagers, though, there was this thing... So I went to a street fair last night. Mm-hmm. And we're in line for this ride. You know that one, the carnival rides, it's like the two hammers, and they like, so like you're sitting and swing back and forth, and they eventually flip over, and like,
yeah.
So we're in line for that, me and Jasmine, and this kid behind me, like, probably 15, mm-hmm. maybe 16, I doubt it. And he's trying to talk to his friend, but his friend's on the phone, and he's trying to talk to his friend about the ride, and he's like, oh, God, it's a Hispanic cholo. He's dressed kind of like a little cholo, right? But he's like, uh-huh. Oh, God, nigga, I swear, this ride goes upside down. Oh, God, nigga. Oh, God, nigga, it goes upside down. And the guy's like...
On my mama. On my mama, this ride goes upside down.
And, like, his friend is just like, nah. He goes, and, like, it's like, all the kid has to do is look up. And you can see the ride goes upside down. Bro. But this kid's freaking out. Like, oh, God, nigga. Oh, God, nigga. This ride goes upside down. Oh, God, nigga. Jesus. Like, he's losing his mind over the fact that this ride goes upside down. And the boy's just like, nah, I don't.
It's just an optical illusion, bro. I'm my mama, so I know. I've been on this ride. It don't go upside down.
And I was just overhearing this cover, like, and it was just like, I don't know, like, cause I mean, I know I had dumb conversations
that,
as a teenager.
That was you when you
were exactly. I was like, I know I had dumb conversations as a teenager, but like, I don't know if I've had any conversations that fucking dumb. Well, at least he didn't say, "Hey, low key, this ride goes upside down."
This ride is made out of metal, though.
But yeah, there was a bunch of fights at that fucking place too.
Bunch of fights?
Yeah, like, it was in Southgate, and the cops were out there deep.
No wonder.
Yeah, so they basically cut off a full on street. So it's like if they cut off Hacienda Boulevard,
yeah,
from fucking Newton down to Three Palms.
Okay.
And if they just cut all that down and then just put a fair down the street. Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's like gigantic.
Jesus. Yeah. But I mean, it was narrow. Like, so it was like one ride and then like, what, like, you know, so it was like, you know, it was one ride and then like the like food stuff and then another ride. But so it was like, it seemed packed, but it wasn't because it was just everyone's in the street.
Yeah.
But it was cool. But yeah, no, there was fights. It was like.
Fights? Was that dude who was raving about the upside down ride
fight? No, he didn't fight. He was too blown away by that.
Oh, God. He got in an argument with his friend. Oh, God. Oh, God, nigga. That shit was upside down.
And, and it was after they got off the ride. It was like, nah, that shit didn't go upside down.
Oh, God, nigga, it went upside down. Like, I put that on my God, on God, bro. It went upside down. It was on God. You saying God ain't shit? You saying God ain't shit and go upside down?
Oh my God. Oh shit, I had another story. That was just a random tangent. Because it was just, when we're talking about teenagers, it just popped into my head. It was like, oh my God. It's like, so I remember one of the dumbest conversations, and to this day, like, it's one of those ones, like, you know when you have those, like, those lie awake at night moments where you're just like, oh fuck, I had this conversation. Or it's like, you just had this, I can't believe I said that kind of thing. Like,
yeah, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those ones. It was me and Leo, the Gweetster, a.k.a. McFlurry, and I forget who else was with us. But we're having a conversation about a fly in a car. And it was one of those things where it was like, I mean, we were impossibly stoned at the moment. But it was like, so the conversation went like this. So me and Leo are arguing about physics for whatever reason. Stoned. Like, so we don't know anything about physics. We're, you know, juniors in high school, maybe. Sophomores in high school, like, we don't know shit. We're stupid. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about, like, how come if there's a fly outside your car and you drive forward, the fly stays there. But if that same fly was flying around in your car and you drove forward, it goes with you. And it was just like, this is the dumbest conversation ever. And like, I swear, it felt like we talked about it for hours. Mm-hmm. Just arguing, it's like, why wouldn't the fly just smash against the back window when you accelerated? But instead, it's just hovering. It's not touching anything in the car. That was the thing. That was like, it's not touching anything in the car. It's just hovering, flying in circles in the middle of your car. Uh-huh. And you start to drive, it's going to keep flying in circles in that same place in your car. Why doesn't it slam against the back window? And we couldn't figure it out.
We just broke physics, Pete.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We just broke physics. Einstein didn't know nothing. He didn't think about flies and cars.
Oh, dude, have you seen, there's, I think Jasmine sent it to me. It was just, you know those TikTok, like, where it's like, what do they call them when they, it's like, it starts off one reel, and then they cut it, and like someone else, like, they finish it up.
Duet?
Because a duet's side by side. Where the video's playing, and then, like, they're next to it. So it's like, I forget what it's called, where they finish it off. But it was this lady.
Cap cut. No, that's just
the app. That's just the app. But the lady goes, I guess she's gonna show a recipe. And she says, forget everything you know. And then they just cut it. And like, it's like another girl, and she's like,
what am I doing here?
And then she just starts drooling. she's loses everything in her mind. It was awesome. It just made me giggle. I saw this headline, so I had to open the article. And I feel bad for thinking this. But it was like, so the headline is, Furious 7 director reflects on finishing it after Paul Walker's death. And he says that the subtitle was the saddest moment after Paul Walker's death, right? And after reading that, and my first thought was, at his funeral, Vin Diesel said, family. And then everybody cried.
What should have happened?
Yeah, right? But no, I guess apparently it was just doing the CGI and filming Paul Walker drive off into the sunset. He said they cried when they were cutting that.
Yeah, but then they kind of squandered it by bringing him
back.
Killing him.
Yeah. They could have just left him. You know, he's like, he hasn't been mentioned in the last.
Yeah, you could have just forgot about him. We didn't. No one cared. No one was like, "Oh, we really need this Paul Walker situation tied up."
It's a loose end. We need to wrap this up. Come on, guys. What are we doing with Paul Walker?
Meanwhile, The Rock is breaking out of casts, flexing out of casts. They're racing to the moon.
It's crazy how far that movie has come. Like, it was a legit street racing movie, and then, like, it was a street racing movie with an element of crime thrown in. Like they're robbing trucks.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, and then it just became.
Five was just so good, right? Because four Tokyo Drift or three?
Three. Yeah.
Okay, and then four was, is that the one in like Morocco or some shit?
Yes, that's Vin Diesel's first one back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's with The Rock?
No, five is the one with The Rock.
Okay. So yeah, so five, the one when The Rock came in.
Yeah, it was so good. They were just like, okay, we gotta just keep making the movies.
Yeah, man, we gotta keep upping it.
Yeah.
And then it just got out of hand.
Yeah, because four is because do you remember have you seen XXX?
No.
Triple X is another Vin Diesel movie.
I know of it. I don't think I've ever seen him.
He left Fast and the Furious to make Triple X, and he figured Triple X was going to be
bigger,
and it was going to be the series that he. Basically, what he did is he turned Fast and the Furious into Triple X.
Yeah,
because it's like Logan Paul and Jake Paul, like if the government went to them and it's like, you guys are famous celebrities and you guys do this stuff.
And you guys box?
Yeah, we need you guys to go and infiltrate this Russian gang. Because they love boxers.
Yeah. So Jake, you're gonna distract the entire Russian government with a boxing match. And Logan, you're gonna go in and infiltrate.
Yep. You gotta become these guys' friends, get them to tell you everything. Mm-hmm. That's basically the premise of Because he was an extreme sports YouTube, not YouTuber, because it wasn't YouTube back then, but he was a blogger, an extreme sports blogger.
Who, Logan Paul?
No, Vin Diesel's character.
Oh, I see.
Xander, whatever. And so, like,
Triple X, you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh. And these Russian, this Russian mafia guys, like, loved him. And so I guess the FBI finds out about it. And they're like, we're going to send you over to hang out with these guys. We want you to get them to tell you all their secrets.
Do you think it'd be all about family if Triple X took off instead of Fast and Furious?
No, because see, that was the thing. Is
anti-family.
Yeah, because he was a loner. Yeah. And he didn't like hanging out with people. And he didn't want to, like, he ended up getting close to that girl, but he didn't want to because he was a loner.
It's the opposite.
It's the exact opposite, yeah. Whereas Fast and the Furious, the first one was all about the reason.
No, but so by the third of the Triple X, he would have to realize, I can't do all this shit alone.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a team. Yeah. And then once he forms that team, that becomes family.
Well, see, but that's basically Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's basically Fast 4.
Yeah, I mean, true. Yeah, that's good. That's true. You're right. No, but
see, Guardians of the Galaxy, it's not like people are trying to be on their own.
They're not trying to be on their own, but they were like, they weren't really like a cohesive team.
They became like friends because they were in prison. They got imprisoned and they broke out together. Yeah. And they're like, hey, we like each other.
Yeah, well, except for Rocket, because Rocket didn't want to have friends that we found out later on.
Yeah.
They're all dead. There was something else. So Hobo Max isn't Hobo Max anymore.
Oh yeah, it's just Max, right? Yep.
And everyone's calling out Peacock now.
Take the P. Take the P out.
Get rid of the P. Cock.
What'd you do on the cock? Have you seen? Do you watch anything on Peacock?
I do. Yeah.
Have you seen Bupkis?
No, I haven't.
It's a Pete Davidson show.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Let's check that out.
It's basically him. It, like, the shit's funny. Like, the second episode, I think, Joe Pesci plays his grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and the brother from Ray, from Everybody Loves Raymond,
mm-hmm.
is, like, his uncle or something. Or, like, the grandpa's something.
Yeah, yeah.
Some far-off family related member.
Yeah.
But then, like, Ray Romano's his uncle is like having sex with like a stripper or some shit or escort, and then his like hip gives. I was like, my hip dysplasia, and then there's it's like a whole thing, and they're like, no, just help me thrust.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah, so he's like, so like Pete Davis is like on top of him, like helping him thrust into.
That's awesome, dude. Did I have this conversation on the show, or did I have this conversation with somebody at work? I don't know if I even want to get into this. This whole, you know, this Mormon college thing. Have we talked about? They call it soaking.
Oh yeah.
Soaking and jump humping. Did we have that conversation on the show, or did I?
I think we have.
Okay. Because I have one of my coworkers.
He practices.
Was Mormon. And he went to a Mormon college,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, we're not supposed to have sex, so we just put it in.
You're soaked.
And someone just shakes the bed, and that's how you have sex. and it was like, but you guys know you guys are having sex. We know we're having sex, but we're technically not.
But, you know, loopholes.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Loopholes. It's like anal for virgins.
Yeah, it's like, it's like anal for Christians.
Yeah. It's like same shit, just different hole. different physics involved. But yeah, he says that he, I guess... There's a whole subreddit.
Uh-huh.
I haven't looked it up yet. I've been meaning to. I'm afraid to.
Is it a subreddit of holes?
It's a subreddit of holes, yes. No, it's called soaking and soaking and jumping.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically just...
Is there a whole porn lane of soaking?
Yeah. Yeah, it's literally just... Like, you could go through the whole subreddit.
They're just sitting there. There's a guy. There's like a big bodybuilder guy just rocking the bed.
Yeah. No, it's
he's the guy. He's the one groaning, though, not anyone else.
No, yeah, he's... Just grunting, just pushing the bed like, fuck yeah. I'm just getting super into it. Soaking the shit. Oh yeah, soaking it.
he starts singing, "Don't rock the boat, rock the boat, baby."
Oh, God. That's the name of the episode. Rock the boat. Oh, God. Oh, shit. I think on that note, let's take a quick break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Peter and Up Hookers.
We're back one more again. We've collected ourselves. So, a lot of our favorite shows and highly anticipated movies are being postponed at the moment. Because of the writer's strike. Mm-hmm. So this is the second article I've read now that... So they were talking to... I forget the guy's real name now. The kid that plays Lucas on Stranger Things.
Lucas?
Yeah.
The black kid.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I can't remember his name right now either. But they were talking to him and they're like, you know, he was like, yeah, I've seen some of the script. Mm-hmm. But... Like, and we have a general idea of what's going to happen, but I don't know what's going to happen because, you know, the writer's strike. They stopped writing. And, you know, out of respect for that, we're not like, hey, what's going on with the show? You know, We're supporting the writers of our show. So, we're postponing filming, obviously. And now Tom Holland has come out and is like, hey, we were already working on Spider-Man 4, and this writer's strike happened, so it's being delayed.
Yeah. The biggest one I heard was about Ryan Reynolds, Sinberger. Mm-hmm. And,
in Deadpool.
Yeah, in Deadpool. And he's not allowed, they're going to go through with filming, but he's not allowed to improvise lines.
Yeah.
Is that just out of respect for the strike?
Out of respect for the writers, yeah.
Because he's a writer too? Or
yeah, because he writes it as well, but at the same time too, it's like, okay, so I have this script and the writers are, you know, they're highly respected. You know, they wrote this for me to say these lines exactly as they are. Mm-hmm. It's disrespectful they're on strike now, they're not getting paid, they're not working, for me to come in and change what they've written. Mm-hmm. Kind of, like, out of a, like, you know. So it's kind of like okay, this is what the writers wrote, so I'm going to respect what they wrote, kind of thing.
I thought I saw something that he was legally not allowed
to
improvise, yeah.
Maybe I read a different article. Let me see here.
Maybe I misread.
Not allowed to. Let's see. Due to contract writers for the project, have the studio Ryan Reynolds is not allowed to improvise any lines during the entire time production takes place while the strike isn't over. So, as long as the strike's going on, he can't improvise lines. But the second they stop striking, then he can improvise. That's weird. So, the one I read, it was him saying, like, out of respect, like, kind of, like... Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want, like, they wrote this, and I don't want to step on their toes.
Yeah, maybe, like, for him, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because he probably wouldn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
But maybe there is, like, a whole thing where, like, if he does, there's a big issue.
Yeah. You know, Kevin Smith was, like, now I guess he's different, but early in his writing career, mm-hmm. he hated when anyone improvised over his, like, this is what I wrote, say it the way I wrote it.
Yeah.
Don't change. Like, I wrote it. This is how I wanted you to say it. Say it that way. Uh-huh. And so I guess him and Ben Affleck used to get into it all the time. Like on Mallrats, he was like, uh-huh. he would change up. And he goes, no. Go back, say it like this. And then he would go, and then like he would change like one word of it. No. Uh-huh. Say it like this. And they would just keep going back and forth. Like. Uh-huh.
So interesting.
But you know who got him out of that?
Who?
Chris Rock.
When did he do a thing with Chris Rock?
Dogma.
Oh.
Chris Rock was the 13th disciple, Rufus.
Okay.
Have you never seen Dogma?
I don't know.
Dude.
I think I heard that's like his best movie.
That's one of his best ones, yeah.
Between that and Chasing Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people say those are his two best movies.
Yeah. To me, Dogma, so I liked Clerks originally. It's one of those movies I've come to love even more after watching it more like multiple times. Uh-huh. Dogma is what made me go back and watch his entire
catalog.
Because it's just so fucking hilarious. Like just when Rufus it gets like, so Jay and Silent Bob are with this character. The car breaks down. Naked black man falls from the sky. Okay. And it's just like, it was like, dude, like, no, because the person there, well, she's complaining about, like, men, right? And he's like, Jay's like, what do you think? Just good men just fall out of the sky? And that's when Rufus falls out of the sky. And he goes, because what do you think? Big titty naked women just fall out of the sky?
I think I've seen that before.
But then he introduces himself and he's like, I'm the 13th disciple. And he's like, hey, there was no black disciples in the Bible. Uh-huh. And he goes, exactly. And I'm here to change that because my story's not being told. So like, his whole thing was, he's coming back to help save the world. So put him in the Bible.
Okay. So he's one of the disciples of Jesus.
Yeah. But he was never in the Bible because he's black.
Yeah.
That whole, like, that whole movie is just so, like, especially being Catholic and being raised Catholic, like, it's like there's so many like deep cuts like to just Catholicism in general, because that's the thing. It's like it's two angels want to go back to heaven, but they can't, and so they found a loophole in God's will. Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing is like, if they actually like go through and get like make it like succeed in this loophole, then that means they're basically saying that God's will is shit and it's going to destroy the world. Mm. So they have to stop stop this loophole.
So they have to stop him from becoming the disciple?
No. So the disciples have to stop. The two angels that lost their wings.
Okay.
They have to stop them from being able to return to heaven because God banished them from heaven.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
It's dead air. Little Mermaid getting review bombed.
Is it?
Dude, it's getting... It's
not out yet, is it?
No. Oh,
yeah.
But it's getting review bombed so hard that IMDb has had to change its rating system. Hmm. So I guess they're not allowing, like...
Hey, you shouldn't allow reviews before the movie comes out.
I agree.
Unless it's, like, a respected...
Yeah.
Like
if it's, like someone that's actually... Like, can verify that they've seen it? Like, if they're a critic or someone...
No, yeah, it needs to be, like, a critic or... like, if you're some schmo who happened to get into an early screening, yeah. You shouldn't get to say anything yet.
Yeah, no, yeah. You should have some kind of press credentials or some kind of, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Like, people are so... Like, I don't have words for this. Like, to me, it's like... There's this level of ignorance that's just getting worse and worse within society right now. Like, mm-hmm. Like, okay, we joke about it, like the whole gingers and blacks thing. We joked about it, but like, it's like you said, it's like, mm-hmm. They're not changing the character's backstory. They're not changing they're not changing anything about the character other than their skin color.
Yeah.
It's not like she's Compton Mermaid. You know, right.
she's not ghetto.
She's not little ghetto mermaid. She's a black little mermaid.
Yeah.
Same character, different skin color. Hold on. Let's take a quick break. I gotta deal with something.
Sure, no problem. Segway done.
And we're back. Huh? One more again. I didn't mean to be nosy, Gabriel, but is that the alert you got? Is that Habitica?
Habitica?
Yeah.
What was that?
A little purple thing? No, it looked like that same Mike Kendall's. Supposedly, I don't know. It's a cool concept, but I just like you create a character, uh-huh. And like you create like your daily. So it's so, okay. Every morning, I'd brush my teeth, floss, go to the gym, and write something creative. Right.
Okay. That's just, oh, so it's like a
scheduling thing.
Yeah, and so as you do it, you level up, you gain points, you get swords, you armor, like, and you can send your character on missions based on your experience points that you've earned by just doing daily shit in your life.
How do you prove that I did a...
You just go and click, I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically
a little flawed. A little bit of a... It's too honorable of a system, I guess.
Yeah. But so it's like... When the drop-down came up, the little icon that was next to it looked like the same icon for this app. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh shit, you use it too? Where were we? Oh yeah, Black Little Mermaid. Review bombs. People are just hateful, man. Like, it's so fucking... Like, ignorant. Yeah. Like, because there's something you don't agree with, I'm going to go spread hate about this thing because I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Right now, like, okay, we're in the middle of Pride Month, which, you know, happy Pride Month to all you gays. I don't know how to say that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how to...
Your LGBTQ
gays. Yes, to the LGBTQ community.
All you priders.
Priders. I like that. I don't know if they would like that.
You fucking Pride Boys.
Yeah. These are some Proud Boys over there. So full of pride. oh, man. So there was this, you know, there's a Pride festival going on, and a bunch of protesters right outside of that. It's like fuck off. Like, let them do their thing. They're not hurting anybody. They're doing the Pride festival. Like, you don't want to be there? Mm-hmm. Don't fucking go.
Yeah, but they always do. It's always like those fucking, like, religious people saying, like, God hates faggots.
God doesn't hate faggots. That's the whole thing. Like, you know what? As a matter of fact, I was reading this thing on Reddit, and to me it's like, I want the opportunity to use this so bad now. It's like, so, like, you know how, when someone starts, you know, like, oh, the Bible this and Bible that, like, okay, well, what verse, you know, like, or what, like, you know, like, let them talk and go off on the Bible, and like when they start bringing up their scriptures, mm-hmm. and start bringing up like, oh, this specific quote in the Bible, the perfect response is, even the devil can quote scripture when it suits him. I pray that you find yourself one day.
Uh-huh. Oh, now we're making up rules.
Yeah,
because every other movie says that the devil can't quote shit from the Bible.
Well, no, apparently no, it's in the Bible. That's actually a quote from the Bible that even the devil can quote scripture.
Okay, all of a sudden. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're going to pick this line out of the Bible and every single time.
Well, see, but that's what they do.
You say shit out of the Bible and then, like, oh, no, the Bible.
Yeah.
The God's Word.
There's a song called Rain by Lagwagon. It's a punk song. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, it's the whole thing is about, like, the whole song is about people that, you know, just follow beliefs blindly, mm-hmm. you know? And there's a line in that song that I love. It's the book you love but never read shouldn't come into debate, especially when your faith robs you of empathy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, because 9 times out of 10, the people that are quoting scripture, the people like, oh, you know, the Bible doesn't like, God hates fags. Those guys, I guarantee you they haven't read the Bible.
Yeah.
And anyway, like, you know, someone read them a scripture quote, you know.
Yeah,
and they're like, they okay, that fits my beliefs. I'm gonna go with it.
Yeah, they're picking and choosing.
Exactly, but it's like and that's what this is. Like, it's like, not to get too deep into all that shit, but like, that's what this is. It's like, these people they're ignorant, they're uneducated, and they're hateful, and they're using cherry picked things from their belief system mm-hmm. to say, you guys can't do this because I believe this. But it's like, fuck what you believe. Because, okay, like, I'm...
What are they saying about Little Mermaid about this?
It's the whole ignorance. That's why I'm going off on this.
Oh, okay.
The ignorance and pride and all that. Because the Pride Festival stuff right now, that's why it's fresh in my head, because of the protesters and gays and this. And it's like the same thing where it's like, okay, I don't agree with people being gay. I don't agree with Little Mermaid being black. Kind of thing. It's the same group of people, basically. And there's this... I feel like there's this big divide right now. Like, I feel like it's the worst that it's ever been. Like, it's just kind of...
I don't think it's as big as you think it is.
Really?
I think it's just...
Or maybe it's just more in the media now?
It's just people on social media are so loud.
That's true.
Where, like, anybody else who doesn't care isn't saying anything.
Good point. That's a good point.
The only people who are actually saying stuff are people who have shit bad to say.
Yeah. You know what? Right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But I do feel like it's in my face more.
Yeah.
And that may be because my headlines and...
Yeah, you kind of have to seek it out.
Yeah.
With what we're doing, but... To a degree.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I guess you're right. I feel, yeah. It's just, I guess maybe it's just because it's more...
It's like, I haven't heard anything hateful, but I'm not looking for that stuff,
right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be fair, I'm not going and looking
for... Yeah, but so if you're looking up Little Mermaid, and then...
Yeah, it's going to show up my... Yeah.
Yeah, and then, so the hateful stuff is going to draw the hateful people going, fuck yeah, and the people who are against the hateful shit saying, fuck you, right?
Yeah,
so there's exactly. A lot of fuck yeah and fuck yous in that lane, and so it's just getting a lot of traction, and when you look up Little Mermaid, you see that.
Yeah.
But... I think the actual sentiment that Black Little Mermaid is a travesty to society is very minimal.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Or gay people.
They're still doing another Aquaman movie?
I don't know. Probably.
Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom?
No, that already came out.
That already came out, right?
That was the second one.
Yeah. Okay, never mind then. What the fuck is this article then? Stupid IGN.
Probably because Amber Heard.
Maybe. But dude, no, they're saying, she's I guess. Redhead
and they're going to replace her with a black person.
It's going to be Lupita Nyong'o. She's going to take over for Amber Heard.
I'm down for that.
Right? She's a great actress.
I love me some Lupita.
Yep. Spider-Man 4 already talked about. Insomniac set out to create a borderline brutal Venom suit for Spider-Man. No, that's not. So did you see the trailer for Alan Wake 2 during the PlayStation showcase?
Yeah, but I wasn't interested in it.
Really?
No.
I
watching it, I was just like, oh, when's Control 2?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm interested in Alan Wake. Like, I want to buy Alan Wake 2 just because if I know that if we support Alan Wake 2, we'll get Control 2 faster. Control
2 faster, yeah. I think they already said Control 2 is in the works.
It's just, okay. Well, never mind.
The issue with that is the studio who does Control 2 is, like, taking on... several other projects at the same time.
Yeah.
So, like, you hear, like, oh, they're taking on this project. So, it's like, wait, what's going on here? When?
Yeah, yeah.
Do Control 2, guys. What are you doing?
Yeah. Fuck, I want to play Control again now. Uh-huh. That fucking, that maze, the... What was it called? The Ashtray Maze?
I think so.
That,
yeah, it was such a good moment.
Yeah. And that song, like, that song was on steady repeat in my fucking playlist forever.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Especially after that moment, I was just like, oh, fuck yeah, this song is awesome.
Yeah, she was so dope.
I've never played the original Alan Wake. I heard great things about it.
Yeah. From what I heard, it's more horror, though.
Yeah. I want to play it, but I don't like think...
the series.
But it was an Xbox-only game.
Right.
And I believe that's why I never played it.
Probably. Now it's both.
Now it's both, yeah. But yeah, that was shocking to me, the fact that they really... They, it was like... Alan Wake is announced on the PlayStation showcase of all
things. Right. I think it's because Control is an exclusive.
Yeah.
So it's like that universe.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Like, I would like to at least see... I don't know. Maybe I'll just... Never mind. I'll probably just watch it on YouTube. Like, I'm not going to go back and play the original Alan Wake. I'll just watch it on YouTube. And then just go from there. So I know, like, the basic story is, like, he's a writer and, like... Like, I don't know if it's the shit that he's writing is coming true, or if shit's happening to him and he's writing about it. I think it's the whatever he's writing is starting to come true. But it's also, like, kind of like, he's not writing. So it's not like he's like, oh, and then 10 people were brutally murdered, and all of a sudden it happens. It's like, he's kind of, like, having these visions,
Mm-hmm. And then he's writing them out, and then it's happening kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just like, it's not like he's got a death note. He's
and he just can't stop writing.
That'd be, I don't know if that'd be, have we ever talked about anything like that? Like, if you had something like that, like a death note, or like if like something, whatever you wrote became reality,
mm-hmm.
like, how long would it take for you to just get really fucked up?
I'd be so selfish with that shit. I'd be so fucking selfish with that shit. I mean,
like, there's that thing, there's always that thing, like you know, if all you had, if you had a 3 wishes from the genie. Like, I would, like, in my head, I was like, yeah, maybe, I probably wish for, you know, world peace, maybe, or, like, you know, end hunger, like,
always go money first.
Yeah, exactly.
Some sort of wealth first.
Yeah.
And then, I think some people can pass up power and not give a shit about it.
Yeah.
Not me. Yeah. And then, I don't know, it's something like, probably like health, like, something family related, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a good family, and then the third wish is when you contemplate world peace.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, no, yeah, but no, definitely, you help yourself first, maybe your family, if you got that kind of relationship, and then the third one's like, okay, well, I don't know,
I've already got insurmountable amount of wealth.
Yeah.
I've already got the biggest dick in the world.
I'll send it to you later, but it was like this comic. It was just like the guy's like, guy dressed like, it's a blue guy dressed like a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
The guy walks up to him and says, "Hey, let me get a cocktail." And the guy just keeps wiping the glass. He goes, "Hey, I asked for a cocktail." He goes, "Yeah, but I'm not a bartender. I'm a genie." And like the next slide is he just got a dick hanging out of his ass.
Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, that's the thing. I'm gonna put that out. I'm gonna put this question to the TRPSians,
mm-hmm.
the Prestartigans. Didn't we have a term for our followers?
They're the poppers.
The poppers. I knew you were gonna say. I don't know. I knew you were gonna fucking say that. But yeah,
or they're the pimples because we pop them.
Because we pop them. Or have you ever seen that thing where it's like where someone makes a wish or someone? So like the other one is like superpowers, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you comment what your superpower would be, and the person below you ruins it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like oh, super strength, but normal bones. It's like I can teleport. But it gives you explosive diarrhea each time.
Yeah, I think we played that game.
Have we played that?
Yeah.
Right, I'm gonna put one of those on the thing too. But yeah, so this is the you know, you make a wish and then someone ruins it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you wish for a million. It's kind of like, you ever seen the movie, the horror movie Wishmaster?
No.
No, it's basically, it's a horror movie about a genie, and basically he grants your wishes, but like he like does it in a brutal fucked up way.
Yeah, it's always like the worst thing. Like, it's always like, it's like that, the cliche of it being like, not what you think.
Yeah, yeah. Like one lady, the two that I remember specifically, because one of them, so this one was okay, it's fucked up, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, so the guy wanted $1 million. He wished for $1 million, right?
Uh-huh.
And the genie grants his wish, right? And then his phone starts to ring, he answers it, and it's like, "Hey, your parents just died in a car in a plane crash, but they left you $1 million." I was like, "Oh shit, that sucks!" But yeah. I got $1 million. But the other one that always popped into my head was it was a lady that wanted to be beautiful forever,
mm-hmm.
so he turned her into a mannequin.
Gotcha.
But she was still like the eyes were still alive, but she was a mannequin. Like, so she was just like,
but she couldn't move.
She couldn't move, yeah, because she was a mannequin. But she was still like present in her mind.
I'm beautiful.
Oh. So we'll put that out there. What would your selfish wishes be? Like, you know? Because that's the thing, is like, would you want to help, would you really help the people around you, or would you just help yourself? Like, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah, I would just help myself.
Yeah. I would like to think that I would try to help people too, but definitely I would make, at least the first two wishes would be,
Yeah,
because it's myself.
Myself and the
then,
family.
Yeah, and then like family.
Yeah, like I want to be insanely rich, and I want my family to be insanely rich and healthy. Can you do that? Can you say like I want to be rich and healthy? Is that one wish, or is that two wishes?
Yeah, it's two wishes.
Yeah,
see, I think you have to. Or is it? Yeah, maybe it's there's a loophole there.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I want to be rich and healthy. Like that's, I wish I was rich and healthy.
Yeah, what if you have a list? And I'm just like, I want to be rich, healthy, have a 7-inch cock, have everything else in the world.
Exactly, right? Like, there's times too, like, have you ever had this thought where it's like there's a song like popping like into my head. I'm like, oh, this is such a badass song. I wish I wrote it. I wish I could go back in time and just like write it. Like just have, I have the lyrics already. Just go to like right before whoever wrote it came out with it. And it was like, this is my song. I want to publish it. Just put it out there. And then like, so like, what's that movie? Hot Tub Time Machine.
Uh-huh.
When he does Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, his whole career, he's just writing, stealing other people's music.
Yeah.
And he's filming a music video for that. Like, you know that song by Lisa Loeb that, you say, I only hear what I want to. He's singing that song. Uh-huh. And Lisa Loeb is, like, the makeup artist. She's telling him, I don't know how you came up with this song, but every time you hear the lyrics to it, it's like you went into my brain and took them out. And he's just, like, looking at her all sad. He's just like, I'm so sorry. It's like one of those kind of things where like, yeah. I'm going to steal your talents.
Isn't that in that one movie, the Beatles? It was like a...
It kind of is. Yesterday?
Yeah.
It kind of is where it's like... But see, the thing is, because in that movie, the Beatles never existed. And he's the only one that remembers. Or him and two other people are the only people that remember in the whole world. So, like, they never actually wrote their songs. They just went on and lived regular-ass lives.
Wait, I thought somebody came and, like... I could have sworn somebody comes and, calls them out, like...
No, that was just a dream. He was having a nightmare.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, he's, like, on some late-night show. And they don't show who it is, but they show, like, basically, it's, like, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. But it's, like, just their feet they show, basically.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, because they're wearing what they're wearing on Abbey Road.
Right.
And so it's, like... But then he wakes up because it was a nightmare. But he actually goes out and meets John Lennon,
uh-huh.
And like John Lennon's like 64 years old, and it's just like, oh, so he never got shot, uh-huh. You know, because he never, so all that like led, and like he asks him, he goes, did you lead a happy life? He goes, I led an amazing life,
uh-huh.
And then like that's like, he's like, oh fuck, okay, so it was worth it because John Lennon got to live and mm-hmm. have an amazing life still,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. That's such a good movie. I love that fucking movie. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Beatles anyway, but.
It was pretty good, and I thought it was going to be a stupid movie when I first... I remember seeing the trailer.
I remember you and Michael giving me so much shit about the... Because I was like...
Yeah.
I was all in when I saw the trailer. Like, oh, this looks... And you guys were like, oh, this looks so fucking stupid. Like, you're stupid for liking this trailer.
Like, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah,
you were giving me so much shit.
So like, follow hook, line, and sinker once again, Peter. Stupid movies.
But no, it's a great fucking movie. I like that one, and... So, cause like I like specifically Beatles music, I don't like remade. You know what I mean? It's just like because they did it so well, like remaking it. Like so, like Michael Jackson redid "Come Together," and I was like, man, I like Michael Jackson, but yeah. I don't like you doing this song.
It's the same with Queen. I don't like any.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I hate covers of Queen.
Yeah,
I just want to listen to Queen.
There's, yeah. It's like if I want to hear that song, I just want to hear. There are very few covers, like the Fugees of "Killing Me Softly." That's a great cover.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Jimi Hendrix "Along the Watchtower." That's a great cover. But like, there's few and far between where I can say, okay, I enjoy this cover better than the original version.
Mm-hmm.
But so, Across the Universe is one Beatles, like it's all Beatles music, but it's all done like theatrically.
Mm-hmm.
Was really amazing, and then I liked Yesterday a lot.
Gotcha.
Across the Universe, the song,
That's the Hey There Delilah.
No, that's Hey There Delilah's. Oh, fuck, who sings that? That's not the
Plain White Tee sings it.
Yeah.
But I could have sworn. Isn't Across the Universe. Isn't that song in that movie?
No, that's not a Beatles song.
I didn't know it was exclusively Beatles.
No, that movie's exclusively Beatles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was just a bunch of different.
No. That movie's exclusively Beatles music, and it's like because it's taking place around the same time frame, mm-hmm. and it's like so they're just implementing these songs, like putting them in kind of like to fit the theme of what's happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like Let It Be, like that whole song made me fucking cry during that scene because like this, it's a riot, and like the cops are they're coming into a black neighborhood, they're killing everybody, and then it's like the funeral, mm-hmm. and it's like that, it's a whole like the kid's singing the song and he's hiding behind the car, and the cops are shooting all around him, and he's like a 10-year-old kid, and then like the next scene is his funeral, mm-hmm. and it's like such a really good like just the imagery with the music, and it's just like oh fuck, like it just really like. It's those emotional beats. Hmm. So if you haven't seen it, I recommend checking it out. We haven't talked about Redfall at all.
Is there anything to say about Redfall?
So this headline just popped up on my feed, and I was going to bring it up, and I don't know why I didn't send it. It's a rumor, but I guess it's coming from... inside the studio, like they talk to somebody who doesn't want to be named in the studio.
Gotcha.
And they're saying that during the development, they were hoping that Microsoft would just cancel the game. So it's like they didn't even want to make this fucking game.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's like they're just coming into work every day. It's like, oh, please be the day they cancel this fucking game. Yeah. Please be the day we don't have to complete this fucking piece of shit game. Like,
it sucks.
Have you seen any of the gameplay or any of the?
I haven't looked at it. I could tell it wasn't gonna be good after that first. I think we saw a first like gameplay trailer.
That one shotgun in the attic thing.
Yeah. I was like, this looks awful.
Yeah.
And I was like completely turned off with it.
Yeah.
And it's an Xbox game, so it wasn't like I was gonna play it in the.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But.
I was watching some gameplay. And this is, like, I think it was part of the final mission or, like a major story mission that you're going through. And, like, it's, you know, they're AI enemies, but they're not doing anything. They're literally just, they're talking, and they're, like, they're holding their weapons, and they're kind of moving back and forth, like, they're scanning. But they're not running, they're not moving, they're not walking, they're just there. And then, like, the guy comes up with a shotgun, and he, like, blasts, like, four or five. Like, he blasts once, misses, mm-hmm. and the distance is probably from where, like, they're probably, it's like a 6 foot, maybe 10 foot distance. Mm-hmm. And so he shoots at him, and the AI doesn't react at all. Then he kills that one, and there's, like, another enemy right there, and, like, that enemy doesn't react. And he just basically takes out a row of enemies without them reacting in any way, shape, or form. Yeah.
So Redfall is, like, if Dead Island 2 came out in 2014.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was that bad.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just, it's hard to believe that that's a completed product.
Yeah.
And that it was released for public consumption.
Yeah, I saw a podcast with, what's his name, Phil Spencer.
Uh-huh.
And he was pretty, like pretty apologetic about all this. Like, we kind of fucked up on all this.
We thought Cyberpunk
was fucking bad. We probably should have been more on hands with them.
Yeah, definitely, because, that reminds me, there was something else, another game that I was going to bring up. Oh, no, so I guess I can talk about it now, because the beta's over now.
What?
But I played, what's it called, Wayfinder? Mm-hmm. And I won't go into detail, it's a MMORPG. Mm-hmm. The art style kind of reminds me a lot of World of Warcraft. Are you smacking yourself in the glasses with that purposely?
Yes.
It just happens on accident. You just flick it in and it's bad. It was actually pretty fun. Like, it's like the world is ending and there's these portals and you have to like go and retrieve fragments of the lost areas. Mm-hmm. To restore the world, and so you're what's called a wayfinder. You can go and find these areas and restore. Like, so they're randomly generated dungeons, and you go in there, and like you can go by yourself or you can go with a group. The only issue I had is like when I went with the group, there's no way to communicate. Mm-hmm. So even with a headset, you're not talking to the rest of your group, and like there's really, other than combat, there's really no reason to go in there. So it's like, well, I mean, I guess it's kind of cool. So it's like, so I find a treasure chest, I open it, I loot the chest, then you can come in and that chest is still closed for you. Like, it's like, it's nothing, yeah. It's like I've never interacted with it. Mm. So the only time we, like, we're actually ever doing anything together is during combat or during puzzle solving. Mm. So, I mean, that was kind of cool. Because it's like, okay, well, we all get loot. So it's like, okay, there's no competing over, like...
Who gets the chest first?
Yeah, exactly. Especially because there was no communication. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah, it was just whoever got to it.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, I think... I felt like the gameplay was a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to when they actually release it. I believe it's going to be a free-to-play.
FTP? No.
So, that, I mean, it looked cool. There was 3 classes. And I was playing as a stealth... type class.
It's probably gonna be tough for any MMO to come out right now.
Yeah.
Because Diablo 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's getting good reviews.
So. Yeah, I've heard great things about it so far. What else is coming out right now other than Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy. That's it. Hmm. I think that's it. It was just Tears of the Kingdom and Final Fantasy last time we.
Have you played more Tears of the Kingdom?
I haven't been able to.
No. I can't find the Switch. I don't know where. Is someone in the house? I don't know what Jasmine did with it.
It's, freaking children.
Yep, it's somewhere in the house. I just gotta find it and charge it, and then I can play fucking Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. It's so simple.
Yeah,
but yet not possible.
Exactly. Speaking of Final Fantasy, though, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Mm-hmm. Developers are talking about the game. It's going to include a very massive open world. It's going to be a lot more freedom than there was in the first one.
Sick. So it's going to, so like it should be, because that's when
you actually reach the world world. Mode, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which will be cool. Like, depending on how they do it, I think that'll work. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitters at Real Press Start, and on Instagram at The Real Press Start. Oh, on TikTok at The Real Press Start. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcast. And on that note, game over. No more questions.